When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, dear friends, some of these questions that were asked at Christmas time have a great deal of relevance and application to our hearts. Now, what does Luke, 2nd chapter, and the 35th verse say? Here was the blessing of Simeon, this aged saint who was waiting for the Lord's coming. 34 and 35, Luke 2. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. 35, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. A sword shall pierce through his own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. You know, we don't like the thoughts of our hearts to be revealed, do we? There are any number of negative thoughts that come. We don't express all of them. Some of them we do. But we hold our thoughts as a treasure for ourselves. Oh, this is not to be disclosed to anybody. But you see, the motivations of the heart, the thoughts, the motivation, they can't be hidden. It comes out in life. So that attempt of ours, which is there generally and always, to keep our thoughts to ourselves. But when Jesus comes, he reveals to us our thoughts. He says, hey, you may have not done it in action, but you did it in your thoughts. You did evil in your thoughts. After all, that's the seed, you see. The seed of action and of destiny. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. So, the thought is the seed. And when the thought is corrupt and we don't realize that, we are not going to have a very great harvest, are we? Now, from our thoughts arise questions. Now we will deal with a few questions that came at Christmas time. Matthew 2nd chapter and the 2nd verse. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Where is he? Can you imagine a quest like this coming into your own life? You see, I wanted to travel right across the Middle Eastern countries from Europe into Turkey and then into Syria and Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, Pakistan, into India. I never did manage that. I couldn't find the time, and I did not manage to get through that hazardous journey. Now, think of these men. What kind of directions did they have? Route maps did they have? They had one quest before them. Where is he? Now this star has appeared, indicating the birth of a great king. And you see, kings were born in history in many parts of the world. Did people go searching for them? No. But this king was special. And just imagine, as they traveled and there's new sights, you know, people sometimes ask me, did you see the sights? I say, I simply have had no time. I proceed from the airport to the place of work and from there to the airport. I have no time for some of these things. Now suppose these people had got enraptured with all the trade that goes on. You see, they were traversing trade routes, the old caravan routes. Suppose they were drawn by the attraction of making a quick buck, as you call it. Now, they would have lost their focus altogether. Where is he? I think, whatever we may acquire, back of it all, deep in the heart, there is the question, where is he? Is he outside the door? Is he seeking in vain to come into my heart because it is cluttered with too many things? Where is he? You know, my dear friends, we need the touch of the Lord. There is no way by which we can live a life where we say, I don't need God's touch. I am perfect as I am. No. Suddenly, this body indicates certain infections, certain diseases, and the doctors are completely befuddled. They say, hey, we've never come across this disease. It's some tropical virus or something which has invaded, and we have no answer for it. Then where do we go? We turn to the Lord. Now, is it only in our extremity that we turn to the Lord? Does that indicate real love? No. That indicates time serving. You see, I serve because the time is right, and I gain by my service. Time servers. What do you mean? At the cross, are there time servers? Convenience seekers? Comfort dwellers? No. At the cross, you only see disciples. Let me walk as Jesus walked. Where is he? In the clutter of all my purchases and running around, where is he? I see certain people seeking out our meetings and traveling great distances, saying, I must meet God. I must meet him. There's nothing fancy about our meetings, but Whereas we began with two or three people, always we did, now the places can't contain them. 6,000 yards, square yards, right in the heart of a city, I thought would be adequate. But the crowds that come in pack the place. There's no room, you see. And other places like that. There's nothing handed out. Nothing. Nothing given out. And why do they spend the money and come there and camp out in primitive conditions almost, just content with just being there and hearing the word of God for 4 or 5 days? Well, where is he? That's the big question that should grip us today. All right, we have celebrations, we have carol singing, we have special entertainments, we have all these things. But underlying all these things, if the question doesn't come to us, where is he? We are somewhat insane, you see. When you go to a jeweler's shop and you say, I want to buy a wedding ring and it has got to be of this quality and so on. Now, are you going to look at the padding in the place and the embellishments in the place? Or maybe if there is a lighted Christmas tree there, are you just going to be enraptured by it? No. You said, I wanted a wedding ring. I came here for a wedding ring. And I'm not going out without the wedding ring. Why don't we seek the highest, greatest gift of all with some of that kind of reality? Where is he? Let us pray. O loving Father, it is too wonderful, really, that you should deign to choose folk like me, unworthy as I am. Lord, let me never lose the yardstick and say, oh, I am the yardstick. No, Christ is the yardstick. Please, Lord, draw near to us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.